Hello, everybody. Excalibur here of Excalibur Zone Gaming, and I bring to you a Friday Night Magic play report. And I'm also going to include a Magic the Gathering Commander report that I played today on Saturday. So, what happened? Friday night, I played draft, and there were 8 people in the pod, so 3 total rounds. And did pretty good. Okay, for not playing draft in a while, I actually got 1-1-1, which wasn't the loseriest loser in the world, and it wasn't the winningest winner in the world, but it got me okay. I went with green, white, and black for my deck, my choices in the cons draft, and that did alright. I had to feed the clan. I believe that's the name of the card. I'm going to take a look and see if that is actually the name. Just give me one moment as I type in feed the clan and filter out anything that isn't. Yeah, feed the clan. It's 1 and a green, and I gain 5 life. And ferocious, you gain 10 life instead if you control a creature with power 4 or greater. Now, what happened there is I had a bear. And it was a bear that was 2 and a green, and let me just make sure that I get the right name. Let's sort by cost here, and it was, I don't remember the name of it. Maybe it was a grizzly. Yep, Alpine Grizzly, 4-2, 3 drop. And it's got a power of 2, of 4, so I was able to go ahead and get quite a bit of life there. I went from, I think it was 7 to 37 within the span of 2 turns to an opponent's astonishment. And then Dune Blast, I think it's Dune Blast. Get rid of that creature requirement. Dune Blast came out, and I targeted my creature, of course, and everything else went away. And my opponent just looked at me with a blank stare. That's one hand I won during the... I didn't actually win, I don't think. So I drew in the first one, a 1-1-1 for each hand. Because we ran a time. And the second one, I was, I actually won. Yep, the Dune Blast is what helped me win the second hand. And then the third hand, I lost entirely. Or maybe it was the third hand. No, third hand I won, and the second hand I lost. But I still pulled the Dune Blast on my opponent. He just looked at me with a blank stare. It was kind of fun. That was the main thing. And then, we drafted the rares at the end because that's what the store I go to does. And I got a clever impersonator. And that was pretty fun. Nobody saw it because it was impersonating things. But it's a 4-drop, 2 blue-blue. And you may have clever impersonator enter the battlefield as a copy of any non-land permanent on the battlefield. So that is very, very sweet. It helps you get planeswalkers and life and planeswalkers and creatures and enchantments and so on and so forth. Blah, 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 blah. So Clever Impersonator is an extremely awesome card. And I was able to pick that up along with like a Tusk Raider or something like that. It wasn't super anything nifty. The fetch lands went away really quick. And then by the time it was my turn, Clever Impersonator was there because everybody went for fetch lands. And I went, okay, I'll grab that Clever Impersonator. And everybody went about their business. Well, today it was a special commander event at my FLGS, Richmond Comics, and I played my Bruna deck, which you've got a deck on. There's been a couple of changes here and there, nothing really big or earth-shattering, but it was enough to maybe slow the deck down a little bit. I think what I did is I just pulled out one of the cards, or two of the cards, and made it more casual than competitive, which was a mistake, because first round, first pod, I got completely hated on by one of the players, and it's fine, it's fine. That player and I have battled it out a couple of times, and I've either won or he was unable to kill me off because the board was wiped by somebody else. So he was able to take me out today. I actually scooped. I didn't really give him the win per se because just before my turn, when turn order finally went back to normal, because there was a card out where you reveal your the top card, and whoever has the highest converted mana cost of those cards takes the next turn, and you could end up with several turns in a row, stuff like that. And when things finally got around to me being able to do anything, right before my turn started, he wiped all my land, which was a really dick move in a casual tournament, because unfortunately there was a commander's arsenal in, up for grabs, so, yeah, there you go. Commander's arsenal is, gonna pull out all the dick decks in the world that do everything they can to make sure that they win within the rules as given or bend them. So, he's getting crap tons of artifacts out there, then he's able to use his, get all this mana through mana rocks and junk like that to power a dude that turns artifacts into creatures. And, there was a Mycosynth Lattice out in play, which allowed, him to turn all my lands into creatures, and they all went away because, power and toughness were equal to converted mana cost, and the converted mana cost was zero for all of them. My unfortunate Elshnorn was in my graveyard, so I couldn't pull her out and play, and I could not get seven lands out and play for Myria. Myria the Sky Ruin, I think that's what its full title is. Myria the Sky Ruin, yep. If I have seven or more planes at the beginning of my upkeep, I can return a creature card from my graveyard to the battlefield. So, what I'm thinking about doing is possibly putting more white than blue in the deck and see if there's anything I can do to either put more white than blue in the deck or just put a mono-white deck together so that Emiria will work properly. Now, I've actually got a couple of copies of this card now, so we'll see what happens, because I really need Graveyard Recursion, because when creatures go to the graveyard, that's pretty bad. Even though it's a Voltron deck with Bruna, they kept targeting Bruna over and over and over again, as always, because they don't want her to get big and kill people, which is fully understandable. So it was a very long game, and people just don't like long games. They want it to be over quick, like turn 10 or turn 5 or turn 2 if they can. And they will do whatever is in their power when it reaches their threshold to end the fun for anybody else. I was enjoying the board state, and then all of a sudden, beep, board was gone. And that killed any and all fun for me. When you can't do anything in the game, when you're forced to sit there and dork around and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, and then when you can finally do something, people take away the ability for you to do anything in the game. And it's not a game that I'm really interested in playing. So that is why I went ahead and just scooped, because there was nothing I could do at all. Nothing. So, with that said, that was that. Then there was a second player, the sore loser pods that came next, and that was over within five rounds because someone was running Nekusar with a Frection. Let me just see exactly what the name of that card was, because I forget. Phyrexian something. It's an enchantment that I think is straight black. Luckily, Frection Tyranny. It's blue, black, and red. Whenever a player draws a card, that player loses 2 life unless he or she pays 2. And that came out turn 2 because the guy ramped his butt off on turn 1. And then he got Kami of the Crescent Moon, I think it's called. Yep, Kami of the Crescent Moon. At the beginning of each player's draw step, that player draws a card. So, we're drawing 2 cards, taking 4 points of damage. Then a Windfall hits, and Windfall and Winds of Change. And that was 28 points of damage, and with everything going on. And then another, I think it was Jar of Eyeballs. Yep, Jar of Eyeballs. When that hit, people just completely, or maybe it wasn't Jar of Eyeballs, it was some jar, memory jar maybe, memory jar, sacrifice it, each player exiles all cards from the hand, face down, then draw 7, yep, it was memory jar. So, it was like within 5 turns, the guy had ramped so hard in the first turn. I think he had enough to cast Nekusar, right off the bat. Except he was 1 short, and then the next turn he just decided, oh, let's put down Phyrexian Tyranny, because that's fun. And then let's put down this. And the day was supposed to be about casual gameplay, so I brought a casual deck, and then I'm getting hammered with all these A-list decks where people were fighting to get to the commander's arsenal. Now, if it were supposed to be a fun tournament, then you do not put something like Commander's Arsenal up for grabs. A Commander's Arsenal on Amazon, just to give you a price. Commander's Arsenal. And let me put a double M in there, because I can't spell. Commander's Arsenal runs $280 to $300. So, everybody shows up, pays $10 to enter for a chance to win a Commander's Arsenal. And that brought out all the stupid decks. That's the long and the short of it. Now, the Commander's Arsenal comes with 18 foil cards, 10 oversized foil cards, Ultra Pro foil card sleeves, and 20 double-sided battle marks, and a life counter. And the life counter is pretty cool. I really want one of those life counters, but just nothing you can do to get that. I don't think, anyway. I have never seen it that for sale by itself. But it's like you get the Mimeoplasm, you get Command Tower, you get a Sylvan Library, and some other stuff. And it's a really, really, really nice set. Let me see if I can find out what else is in there. Okay, so Command Tower, Duplicant, Sylvan Library. And the fun thing is, the guy who probably won probably has all this stuff already and just is missing the life counter. Yep. So, if you're going to run a fun tournament, and I had fun to a point as soon as things hit the crapper, I didn't have any more fun. But for the most part, if you're going to run a fun tournament, don't announce something big like that is the prize, because if you do, you get all these people who show up with these decks that are meant to kill as fast as possible, even if it's not infinite. I mean, I can get Bruna out on turn 3 sometimes, turn 4 sometimes, but it takes me at least till turn 7 or 8, maybe turn 10 before I can really do anything about the other players. And when you show up and somebody can unload their entire deck within 5 they attack with Narset and then unload their entire deck and then cause everybody to deck. Or they force you to draw until you die. You know, that kind of thing. It's not fun. So that's my treatise on the whole matter. I didn't even place. I mean, in the first pod, I came in third out of four because the guy who was controlling the turn and all that stuff, all the turns, he is the one that died first, so that the guy who took out all my lands could just go ahead and destroy me right there. And he was going to attack me immediately upon his turn. I know he was, because that's what that guy would do. And the guy sitting across from me was just like me. He was struggling to keep the stuff on his board. He could have been attacking, but there just was issues with him being able to get anything out and keep it in play. The guy next to me for a very long time had Island Sanctuary and a card that took away Flight and Island Walk from everything. So he could not be attacked, period, end of story. And the only way I could get that to work was to cast Opalescence, and somebody killed off all creatures. And I accidentally killed off my Opalescence. Opalescence is it's a 4-drop, 2 white-white, and all other global enchantments are creatures with converted mana cost equal with power toughness equal to the converted mana cost. So Opalescence was not a creature, and I accidentally got rid of it. I should not have, but I did. Big mistake on my part. But I never ran into my Enchanted Evening to wipe everybody else's stuff, because I would have played that in a Flash variant should the guy who killed my lands attempted to kill my lands. I would have immediately retaliated by getting rid of all his lands, his zero casting cost artifacts, all his tokens, you name it, they would all have gone away. But could not do it. Couldn't do it. So, that's how it goes, you know? In terms of playing Commander tournaments again, I'm starting to get tired of having to deal with all the degenerate decks and all that out there. I think I'm just going to play casually from now on and not worry about tournaments, because when it becomes a tournament, you get all these decks that just want to combo off on turn 2, turn 3, turn 4. I mean, my Grimgrin deck has a turn 2 combo win, but I need 8 cards to make it happen. And that is so astronomically high in terms of the odds of drawing all 8 cards. And that's, Grimgrin doesn't have to be drawn, but I need Rooftop Storm, I need an island, a swamp, I need Soul Ring, Dark Ritual, and Gravecrawler, and then either a Drogskull Captain, I think that is, or Scourgedag Captain, and then Vengeful Dead. So I think it's the Drogskull, because I think the Scourgedag is white. So let's see here, Drogskull. Drogskull Captain. Nope, it is Scourgedag. Nope, it's not Scourgedag. Ah. Captain. We'll just have to say. Diagraph Captain, that's what it is. The Diagraph Captain, whenever a zombie I control, whenever another zombie I control dies, target opponent loses life. So I have to point at people and have Gravecrawler constantly sacrifice. And Vengeful Dead actually hits everybody at once. So that's my turn 2 8 card combo. And I could have like an Ashnod's Altar or Phyrexian Altar in there instead of Grimgrin, but Grimgrin can be cast for free with the Rooftop Storm, so that's the best combo I can get with that. Anyway, you live, you learn, and after playing with people, you learn who you want at your table casually and who you don't want at your table casually. So, until next time, enjoy playing games. Enjoy playing Commander. I still enjoy playing it casually. Tournaments are starting to drag me down. Please like, favorite. Like, subscribe, and comment. Like, subscribe, and comment. I'm not really... you can favorite if you want, but you don't have to. I'd like to have you comment, give me constructive criticism, tell me what you liked, what you don't like, what you'd like to see. That would be awesome. If you could please visit www.patreon.com/ExcaliburZone, that would be even more awesome, because you could possibly become one of my patrons. And you can become a patron by donating $1 a month, or even just a $1 single donation would be fine too. But each patron I receive gets me closer and closer to my dream of doing this full time. And that would be sweet for everybody involved, because not only do I get to do this full time, but I get to make content for you, which means that you guys get to reap in the benefits of donating to me. Isn't that awesome? As always, this is Excalibur, and I am out.